what was that run like for you?
It was a lot of fun. It's the most fun I've had playing hockey in a few years now. Every game was pressure-packed, but meant so much, and it was a lot of fun. And just to see the way the city got behind us was awesome. Games 3 and 4 here with the fans are ones I certainly won't forget for a long time.
We hear so much about the camaraderie in that room. Is that what made this so much fun, that push, that ultimate goal that everyone was chasing?
Yeah, you know, right from the coaches and the organization through the room, it's a great group of guys. I think there's a lot of strong leadership there. As you said, a lot of cohesiveness where everyone gets along. Doesn't matter whether you're, for me, being here 2 months or guys that have been here since the move. Everyone got along really well, and it was a team in the truest sense of the word from what I gathered. And I think that allowed us to overcome a lot of the injuries and you know, the deficits when, you know, it looked like the odds were stacked against us at times down the stretch and to ultimately make the playoffs.
Can you give us some insight into that injuries? Was this a more banged up club than you would say you've been on in the past heading into the playoffs?
At times, you know, you can see we missed some key guys, but I'll let them, I think, comment on individual injuries. I don't want to be violating the Hippocratic Oath or anything like that.
Do you have a better understanding now why they tried to sign you here last summer, and will that be worth anything going forward?
In terms of not coming here, it was nothing personal. It was just a decision that I made, and I ended up coming here anyway. So it was a really positive experience. I probably fit in on the team maybe even better than I anticipated. And, I would like to be back. I love playing here. I like the city. The fans were awesome, as I said, and it's a great organization. And I think the direction of the team is really promising. We've got some really good young players that played key roles, from what I understand, some good prospects coming along, and a great leadership group. And I think there's a lot of guys who are passionate about winning, and that goes a long way. But in terms of being back, there's I'd like to, but I know there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of guys that are up, and I think the one thing I've learned is just got to take things in stride and see how they unfold as it goes along.
You were UFA before. Does that experience help you going into the summer at all?
A little bit. Just I think knowing what to expect and sort of how it plays out at times, but it's. It's not always the easiest thing. I've never been a guy that signed on the first day and you're sort of sat back and sort of had to wait a little bit. And I think just knowing that can happen and know that you have to be patient and sort of wait for the right situation or the right fit at times is important. And I think just having been through that before and knowing what to expect is a benefit.
In your career, could there be, as you just said, a better fit given that there is some young guys coming in, but they also need some veterans like yourself to contribute?
Yeah, winning is really important to me. At this point, you want to play as long as you can, but you ultimately want to win. So I think that's a really appealing part of this team is we're going in the right direction. I think we gained some valuable experience in the playoffs this year, and I think a guy like Adam Lowry is going to make another big step next year. Not to put a lot of pressure on him, but he's just smart. He's a good player. He's physically strong. And I think as he gets more comfortable and more experienced, he'll take another step. And there's a lot of guys in that situation.
You